We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're married or in a relationship, do you have to ask permission from your significant other before you go out without them?
We're asking you this question because we got a call yesterday from a guy named Marlon, and this was his response when asked, hey, how would you handle it if your wife went out to the club with her girlfriends?
First of all, she's a married woman with children. She shouldn't be going to a club. When you go to a club, you're looking for some strange. See, everyone needs to remember, if you actually follow your vows to your husband or your wife, you won't do that.
Is that true? I'm not married, so I don't know how it goes once you guys join your lives together and you're, you know, as one. Do you ask permission before you go out?
No, because you're not my mom.
Yeah, that felt very parental and not partnering.
I didn't like that at all because, number one, point to me in the part where it says, in your vows, thou shall not go to the club. I also think Marlon is thinking off the assumption that anyone who's going to the club is going to look for someone new.
Just to play devil's advocate, mm-hmm. Some people say they go to the club because that's where they are meeting someone.
True.
Is there any, I'm just trying to look at both sides of this. Is there anything to that or is this a trust thing?
No, I think there is something to that. I think it's just the difference of I can't sit here and say that everyone has good intentions at the club in the same way that they can't say everyone has bad intentions at the club. I'm going to the club to dance. I want to spend a night out with my friends. I'm not looking or talking to anyone. It's for me and my girlfriends. And I think Marlon's thinking if you're going out to the club, there's no other reason except you're trying to cheat.
713-881-5965. I got another question for you, Jesse, as people are calling in. When you're going to go out without Tyler, your husband, how does that conversation go? Do you just say, hey, babe, I'm going out with my friends?
No, and I think the word permission is probably what's being icky. We have a dog, my husband and I do, so I imagine if you have children, you obviously, I'm not just going to get up and leave and say, hey, I'm going.
Right.
Because that means I'm working off the assumption that Tyler's just going to stay home with the dog. In the same way that you're not just saying, hey, Nana, I'm leaving.
Yes.
Assuming, God forbid, she has nothing else to do except watch your daughter.
I'm making plans for everybody when I do that. I want to make sure we're making plans together.
But there's times when you need to go out.
Oh, yes, but I don't want to make my plans and then lock in Nana with her plans.
Exactly. You have to have the conversation of, hey, I'm thinking about going out. What are your plans?
Yes.
And if they have plans, then you work together to either find a babysitter, we get the dog boarded, something different. But it's a conversation of what my plans are and not permission to be given.
Is there ever a time where you would think Tyler would say no?
It's not no, but we always tell each other, hey, if you're uncomfortable with this, let me know. Like, for example, Sarah, Tyler, for his work, they're thinking about sending him to do something with a helicopter.
Okay.
He's not asking for permission if I can go. He's saying, hey, if this makes you really uncomfortable and you're going to get anxiety about it, just let me know and I won't go through with it.
Because more often than not, I know this is not the right way. I have heard my friends ask their or talk with their significant other, like you're saying, and their husband's like, no. And I've
and
heard no
okay.
come out of their mouth.
And that's okay, because if your significant other isn't comfortable with something,
yeah.
they should be okay to voice that and you be like, cool, you're more important to me than blank. But having that open line of communication is way different than asking for permission to do something and being afraid that when you come home, you're going to get in trouble or chewed out.
Like a parent would if you miss curfew.
Exactly.
Allison, do you think you have to ask permission before you go out without your significant other?
So it's a scheduling thing because we have 4 kids. So it's not permission. It's, hey, what are we doing tonight? Is someone watching the kids? Are we able to go out? Am I able to go out? Are you able to go out? And so it's not like a permission. We're never going to say, no, I don't want you to go out. but it's very rare that we get to go out.
That makes sense.
And I feel like, too, it depends on the marriage, because I think some husbands and some wives won't be comfortable with people going to the bar. And if Tyler ever said to me, hey, I'm not comfortable with you going out, I'd be like, cool, let's stay home. What do you want to do?
And my therapist would say it's not healthy, but I am one of those people.
When that's fine.
Because I've been cheated on, you know, old faces on new faces.
However,
maybe we'll get to that point.
My husband's like, oh, you want to go to the club tonight? I'll be your DD. Just call me when you want to get picked up.
713-881-5965. More of your calls after 50 Cent. Okay, so the more conversations we have on this show here on Mix 96.5, I can see my friend's divorce is coming from a mile away.
Oh, no.
True story, because I have been out with my friends when they have asked their significant others, hey, we're going to stay out a little bit longer since you want to go home. Is that okay? And they have looked at them and said no. And then 3 years later, they get a divorce.
Okay, but you have to admit, though, that if you're in a relationship, you're in a marriage, you should be able to tell your significant other no if you're not comfortable and they listen.
I agree with that. It just always felt like it was no because I'm not going to be here, not no because I think this is a bad idea.
So there's less trust.
Yeah, that's what it feels like this is.
What we're talking about this morning, 713-881-5965, is asking your partner for permission to go out.
And if you can or can't go out to the clubs once you get married.
Nicole, what do you think about asking permission from your significant other to go out?
So I don't have to ask permission because he's not my dad.
True.
And just like I'm not his mom. But I also feel that how the other caller was saying, we become one person, but that would be giving up my identity.
Yeah.
And I didn't marry myself. I married my husband for who he is, and he married me for who I am. And part of who I am is going out with my friends, just like part of who he is going out and doing things with his friends. And if we give up that, we give up our identities entirely.
Yes.
And you're just giving up who you married.
And I think people realize now that it's really unfair to ask your partner or spouse to take something away from their life to make you more comfortable.
Yeah, you're joining your lives. You're not subtracting, right? You're just adding. And don't you know that when you marry someone? Like if you met her and she was out in the club having a good time, don't you know that's kind of who she is?
And if you're not trusting enough to say, oh, she's just there to go to the bar to dance and have fun, she's not there to hit on other men, then maybe you guys aren't in the most secure relationship, maybe.
And to be honest, I've been out with married women. They are not flirting with other men. They are singing Celine Dion by themselves in the corner having the time of their life.
Oh, 100%. If I wanted to be flirting with men, I'd be at home flirting with my husband or having children tell me that they need food or something.
Yeah.
I love that you said, too, that first part, because Cammie comments in on our Facebook page and goes, no, that's stupid. I'm not married to my father. But we do respectfully tell each other our plans just to make sure that we didn't, like, clash on plans.
Yeah.
100%. You got to take care of the puppies or, you know, you got to take care of kids.
Exactly. Thank you so much for calling in. All these rational people.
Thank you.
Bye.
I tell you what, Jesse, thanks to this show, when and if I ever decide to get married or someone decides they want to marry me, I'm going to be so well prepared.
You are.
Because what I normally think is my initial reaction, Houston says, no, that's not right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.